Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning, and Happy New Year. It's the beginning of a brand new church year. It is the first Sunday in our season of Advent, this time when we change the colors over into blue and we pause. We wait, we prepare for the celebration of Christmas. We prepare for Jesus' second coming, and we prepare for all of the ways that Jesus comes into the world. I am so glad that you're here today. Someone may have needed to see you, so I'm glad you're here. And if you had to walk in through the big pouring rain, I'm sorry. It's November, and that's what happens. We have gathered so that we might be in worship. So let us then begin our worship this morning as we mark the time and as we light our Advent wreath. Praise to you, O God, our salvation who is near. You hold us in our waiting and keep us awake to the world. You show up in our lives at unexpected times. Bless us as we light this candle to keep vigil for your arrival. We trust that even though we do not know the day or the hour, you hurry to gather all people to your peace. Amen. Our worship continues now with our gathering song. The song is "Can I Ascend?" Let us rise and sing together.
Stand in that holy place, then to approach
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Store up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, save us from the threatening dangers of our sins and enlighten our walk in the ways of your salvation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first lesson comes from the second chapter of Isaiah. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson comes from the 13th chapter of Romans. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "About that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore. But for you do not know on what day the Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and he would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Wake up! Be alert! The world needs more alerts. All right? Get ready! For stuff is going to start happening and we need to be ready. It is time for us to be prepared. See, these are the lessons that we are being taught in today's Bible readings. And it's what we're going to be hearing throughout this season of Advent. We await the coming of Jesus and all of the ways that Jesus comes to us and to all creation. We await the celebration of his birth in Bethlehem at Christmas time. Boy, there have been folks who have been getting us ready for that about August, or at least the end of October. But we're waiting for that, right? We await for Jesus coming again in glory. But we also need to wait for Jesus to come today and every day. As we look at the world around us and we see Jesus in the neighbors and the strangers, in the friends and the enemies that we are called to care for and to love. As we await the celebration of Jesus' birth, we light the Advent candles. We mark the Sundays leading until Christmas. We decorate. We sing. Some of us shop and wrap gifts. Some of us bake cookies or make other family favorite recipes. Others attempt to discover a way to celebrate or even just commemorate this time after tragedy and loss. But in all of this, we have the assistance of the church. We have the church year. We have all of our friends in the pews around us. We await that celebration of Jesus' birth with every nativity set, with every Christmas carol, with all of it. In the gospel today, Jesus is talking about the day of the Lord, that day that most of us think of as Jesus coming again. Now, there are a lot of people who spend a lot of time worrying and plotting and planning about what is going to be happening on that day and what it is that we need to do. For anyone who reads and follows Mr. Darby's dispensationalist reading of Scripture, they're trying to discover something that needs to be done so that they're not left behind during the rapture. Now, as far as I can see, as far as I've ever read in Scripture, the rapture isn't really part of the Bible, at least not in the way that they describe it. Often they're even using part of today's gospel reading to talk about it as one being taken and one being left behind. But in the Greek, the one who is taken, the word is the same used for when the Romans would take and imprison. They would take and torture. And so in the Scripture, being left behind is what we really want, because then we can still live, we can still help, we can still care for others. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is telling us not to worry about the day of the Lord. No one knows when it will come. No one can know. And then Jesus compares it to the flood. The people had no idea what was coming. They lived. They didn't learn. They didn't care for each other. And it just happened. Jesus is reminding us that life happens and that we are encouraged to learn and to live and to care for each other, whether it's in the field or in the grain mill, whether it's in the classroom or the store, whether it's in your office or a factory. Life happens. And are we ready? As Lutherans, we take Jesus at his word, and we don't spend a lot of time talking about or worrying about the end of it all. We look around us, trying to be awake, trying to be alert, trying to be prepared like MacGyver. I hope that you remember MacGyver. And if you don't, they're reruns. You can watch them, I'm sure, right? But starting in 1985, I would watch all of the adventures of this friendly and resourceful man who was part spy, part scientist, part right guy in all of the wrong situations. Now, in 2016, they rebooted that TV show, and it was still entertaining and fun to watch. But what was always best about MacGyver is that he always seemed ready to do what was necessary. He was prepared. Now, he was not prepared as in he didn't always bring a whole pile of supplies with him. MacGyver was prepared by seeing what was around him, by knowing stuff. Sometimes he had to use his Swiss Army knife if necessary, but he was saving the day. He was prepared to find any way that he could help the people around him. So believe it or not, he could take chocolate bars and a few other things and stop a nuclear meltdown. He could take a 2-liter soda bottle, a garden hose, and a couple of other things, and all of a sudden make a breathing mask so you could survive. MacGyver was prepared, like Jesus is encouraging us to be prepared. Now, you don't have to know how to stop a nuclear accident with chocolate, okay? But what we need to do is we need to be alert to the people around us and the needs that we can help with. Too often we look at the big picture of Jesus is coming again, and we miss the fact that Jesus is right here with us. In the least of these, my brothers and sisters, in the people sitting near you, in the person standing in line in front of you at the store or in the parking lot or at the office or work. Jesus wants us to wake up to the truth that we have God's love to aid us and to inspire us as we walk into each day looking for ways to bring God's kingdom to light for the people around us. Now, you may not always need a Swiss Army knife, but we do have tools available to us because what we have are the fruits of the Spirit. We are called to not waste our time in selfish pursuits, but rather to bear the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, self-control. As we walk into our lives, we are to be prepared to share that fruit. As we follow Jesus into the world, we are encouraged to make God's vision into our mission. Jesus is encouraging us not to worry about the end, and rather spend our time lavishing God's love all around the world. That's what we can be alert to. All of the opportunities to care. That's what we need to be awake for. All of the chances to help other people. That's what we can be prepared for. All of the ways that the world needs God's love, and all of the ways that we can help any day. It's true. We get to bring God's love to all sorts of people all of the time. Now in Advent, we wait. But today, we discover that even though we don't know when Jesus returned, the truth is that we can't know the day of the Lord and its coming. And so we get ready. Ready for what? We get ready to love and care, to help and feed and clothe, to heal and listen and laugh. Jesus has gone before us into the world so that we can see and discover him in the people around us who need God's love, so that we can come at any time to the things that are around us. You can come this coming Saturday and help to decorate the church. You can come on the 10th and help with the thrift shop efforts. You can come and help. You can bring kindness and light and love. You can grab a tag from the Christmas tree down in that Christ and Coffee Lounge and help an individual. There are all kinds of ways that we can walk from this place into the world and live God's love. And that is what Jesus is encouraging of all of us. That we be alert, that we be prepared, that we get ready and keep awake. Because the world needs all that we have, and God really wants to work with all of us. Amen. Please rise as we enter into a time of prayer. As we prepare for the fullness of Christ's presence, let us pray for a world that yearns for new hope. God of all, your children everywhere cry out for mercy. Awaken the global church to the urgent needs of our time. Break down barriers of culture and custom and unite people of all faiths into your redemptive and healing work. Lord, in your mercy, God of wonder, the earth's beauty and abundance is your gift. Teach us your ways of sharing resources and caring for life. Guard fragile habitats, preserve the wild places, and protect endangered plants and animals. Lord, in your mercy, God of peace, you judge the nations. Beat our weapons into tools for serving the neighbor. Strengthen the resolve of all who work for an end to war. We pray for lasting peace in the land of Jesus' birth. Lord, in your mercy, God of loving kindness, you desire fullness of life for everyone. Fill those who hunger, comfort the grieving, and attend to those near death. Bring help and hope to any who are sick or needing your care. Lord, in your mercy, God of healing and grace, there are many who need your presence and power. We pray for those who suffer illness and injury with accident and disease. We also pray for these who are known to us and who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Sharon, Janet, Fran, Carol, Andy, Jack, Judith, John, Rhonda, Adrian, Mike, Cody, Logan, and Parker. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, and save us all. Lord, in your mercy. God of community, You are present when we gather in your name. Guide congregations in transition or conflict. Give wisdom to congregation councils, call committees, and ministry leaders. Keep us alert to unexpected opportunities for mission. Lord, in your mercy, God of promise, your goodness is everlasting. We give thanks for the lives of the faithful who now rest in you. We trust that you will bring us into the company of all your saints with rejoicing. Lord, in your mercy, God of our longing, you know our deepest needs. By your Spirit, gather our prayers and join them with the prayers of all your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we join together in our Advent confession of sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. And now in the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gifts of peace on earth. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus loves you, and he's coming someday. But in the power of that love, I bid you now come to his table of grace. You may be seated.
Fire,
Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent into the world in love and service. And so together we pray. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay warm and dry. Have a blessed time as you await the celebrations of Jesus' coming. But go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
That's what we get to do.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Joy is the theme of my song and the plea of my heart. And